Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There is an orange level 5 warning for disruptive rain over the southern parts of Gauteng and central northwest. Also a yellow level 4 warning for heavy rain over northern Gauteng, as well as the extreme western parts of Mpumalanga, southwestern Limpopo, parts of the northwest and the extreme northern parts of the Free State. And it's also a much cooler start to the week. Pretoria and Emalahleni up to 20, Joburg 18, Mbombela 24, Polokwane and Rustenburg a high of 21 degrees.
It is pouring in Gauteng. Looking out the window, please slow down. Please put on your lights and just take into account that, of course, the roads are going to be slippery. In Midrand on the N1 southbound, there's a stationary vehicle near Olifantsfontein Road. We're currently already dealing with a 32-minute delay from before Boerta Avenue.
Emergency services are on standby across Gauteng with various warnings of disruptive rain and flooding. They are also warning motorists to avoid low-lying bridges. The weather service says the heavy rain and the tropical atmosphere will be around for till at least Wednesday. And in Greece, the government has announced economic support measures for businesses and employees in Santorini and nearby islands, rattled by thousands of earthquakes recorded since the end of January. Athens University recorded more than 14,000 tremors over just 2 weeks in the sea between the tourist islands of Santorini, Amorgos, Ios and Anafi. And now looking at our Business Minute. Well, it's the beginning of budget week with Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana to deliver his third budget speech in Parliament on Wednesday afternoon. Economists say he is under pressure to make tough compromises, prioritise productive expenditure, while at the same time cutting back on less efficient spending to safeguard long-term growth. It will be the first budget speech for the Government of National Unity. And Asian markets mostly rose this morning as investors assess the global economic outlook, while US President Donald Trump pushes ahead with his trade war. Investors are also keeping tabs on developments over the Ukraine war after Trump said yesterday that he could meet Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin very soon, adding he believed he genuinely wanted to stop the fighting. The prospect of an end to hostilities has weighed on oil prices, with the commodity extending losses this morning. A dollar at 18 rand 35, a euro 19 rand 26 cents, pound 23 rand 11 cents. Gold at $2,883.13 per fine ounce, and the lower oil price at $74.71 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra D'Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, plenty of rugby news from the weekend. New Cheetahs coach Frans Steyn has turned to the Springboks for assistance for the Bloem-based franchise. He took over the reins from Isaac van der Westhuizen, who will be the forwards coach for the upcoming SA Cup, with Ruan Pienaar in charge of the backs. And Steyn is believed to have been in touch with Springbok assistant coaches like Don Heeman and Dwayne Vermeulen to occasionally lend a hand. And since retiring as a player, Dwayne has helped the Springboks with defence and performs a roving coaching role with all of the national teams. The Bloem side kicks off their SA Cup campaign against Boerland in Wellington on the 8th of March. Former Springbok player and Glasgow Warriors coach Franco Smith is one of the frontrunners to replace Wales head coach Warren Gatland. Gatland was sent packing last week after steering Wales to a unwanted record of 14 straight test defeats dating back to the World Cup, with Cardiff boss Matt Sherritt taking over for the remainder of the Six Nations. Smith says he's firmly focused on his Glasgow team for now, who he led to last season's URC title. They're currently second on the log. As mentioned earlier, upsets in the URC this past weekend in the two local derbies. The Emirates Lions picked up a comfortable 30-23 win over the Stormers at Ellis Park. Vodacom Bulls faltered in a 29-19 loss against the Sharks at Loftus, but it did not dampen the party too much, though. What a day. And two results from the Premier League yesterday. Liverpool extending their lead at the top to 7 points with a 2-1 win over Wolves. Tottenham beat fellow strugglers Manchester United 1-0 to leave the Red